friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If you want the ad-free experience of all of our shows, head on over to heymrjim.com/premium for a 14-day free trial of all of our episodes, completely ad-free. Today's story comes to us from Kai. Hey, Kai, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you guys ready for an adventure about a sea creature? Me too. Let's go! Kai and his family were getting ready for a camping trip. They were gonna go camping over by Okanagan Lake. It was a beautiful place full of trails and, of course, a lake where they like to go fishing and just explore along the water's edge. As they loaded up the car, off they drove. Kai loved to go camping. Have you ever gone camping before? Yeah, it's a really fun thing to do, and there's lots of great explorations to be had outside. You just never know what you might find. Well, Kai, he had a goal. He had a mission. There was an old legend of Okanagan Lake that a mystical creature named Ogopogo lived underneath the waters. Have you ever heard of Ogopogo? Ogopogo is a mythical creature that we're not sure if it's real or not. It's very, very long. It's kind of like an underwater snake, but mixed with a dragon, and it's a very amazing creature. I kind of hope it's real. But Kai, he wants to find it for himself. So he was bringing a camera with so he could take a picture or maybe a video in case he actually saw one for real. As they showed up at the campsite, they had a lot of work to do to get the tent set up and all their gear put into the tent. Hey Kai, why don't you grab the sleeping bags and pillows and our bags and put them next to where I'm going to put the tent together, said one of his parents. Kai grabbed all those things. There was a lot. Bags and sleeping bags and pillows. But that was going to make their camping experience oh so comfy at night. Nighttime is one of my favorite parts about camping. It's because you get to build a campfire and roast. What do you roast over a campfire? Yes, marshmallows! That is one of definitely the best parts about camping. But not only that, but also just looking up at the sky when it's nighttime. You get to see all those beautiful stars in the sky that maybe you wouldn't see from your house. And I just love the peace and quietness of being in a forest. And I just love it so much. Well, as Kai finished his job, his parents said that he could go on a little bit of a walk around the lake near the shore by their campsite. All right, Kai, do not go in the water right now, but you can go on a little bit of a hike on the trail that goes right along the edge of the water. Stay where we can still see you, just don't go too far. Okie dokie, said Kai. As Kai walked down to the water's edge, he was blown away at how clear, crystal clear, the water was. Have you ever been to a lake where you can see all the way to the bottom? I love that you can see the fish swimming around and the rocks at the bottom of the lake. Oh, those are my favorite kind of lakes, when you can see the crystal clear water. As Kai started walking along the edge of the lake, he heard a sound. Splash. He reached for his camera, but oh no, it wasn't in his pocket. He left his camera back at the... Ah, man, he left his camera back at the tent. Kai debated if he should run back to grab his camera or check out what that sound was. He decided just to go check out what that splash was. It was probably just a big fish. As Kai rounded the corner and pulled back some bushes, he poked his head out and looked over the lake. There it was.
I can't believe it! It's a real Ogopogo!
He couldn't believe it. He had walked over to this very, I guess, secret lagoon on Okanagan Lake that I don't think many people knew about. This very secret lagoon. It was tucked away in the forest, but there it was. For sure, absolutely for sure, the Ogopogo. And it looked over right at Kai.
Why, hello over there.
Oh my goodness, he can talk. Hi, my name's Kai. Can I run back to my tent and get a picture? I just want to take a picture of you.
Oh, no. I cannot let you do that.
Wait, I can't take a picture of you?
No, because then the secret would be out. You see, I don't want anyone knowing where I live, because then they will scare me away.
Kai couldn't believe it. He was talking to the real Ogopogo. It was so long. I don't know, it could have been 50 feet long or even bigger. It was humongous. And then he went on to tell Kai all about what he does.
And I use my fins here to clean the water.
Wow, I guess Ogopogo, he like cleans the water from all of the poison and toxins that get into the water from pollution. Yeah, Ogopogo keeps the water clean and all of its creatures safe.
And now you must keep the secret. Don't tell anyone about this lagoon.
Oh, I promise I will keep this a very, very good secret. I won't tell anyone. I have to get back to my family, but it was so great to meet you, Ogopogo. Maybe I'll see you later.
Bye.
And just like that, Ogopogo snuck back into the water. Even though the water was crystal clear, it's like he disappeared. I don't know how he did that. But as Kai ran back to his family, he couldn't wait to tell them about what he had found. Will his parents believe him? I don't know. It's pretty legendary to find an Ogopogo, and it's pretty hard to believe anyone that sees him because he's so rare. And Kai didn't even get a picture. But it's all because Ogopogo's identity needs to be protected. I wonder if that's why all mythical creatures don't have a picture of them. It's because if we took a picture of them, then it might ruin their secrecy and the secret mission that they're doing. Wow, well, I guess I'll be like Kai, and you should too. If we ever see a legendary creature, we probably shouldn't take a picture and reveal its location and identity. Well, great job, Kai. I'm so excited that you found your Ogopogo on the very first day of your camping trip. This looks like it's going to turn into quite the legendary camping trip for your family. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Patrick from Washington, Sienna and Chloe from Michigan, Jack and Dean from Aruba, Zara and Micah from Atlanta, Etin from Ireland, Yusuf from Nova Scotia, Noah from Honolulu, Hawaii, and Miles from Beacon, New York. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. And on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. And I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!